This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A National Association of Federal Judges is expected to hold an emergency meeting on Wednesday after Justice Department officials intervened in the case involving a close confidant of U.S. President Donald Trump. The Justice Department stunned the political and legal community last week when it overruled its own prosecutors and recommended a lighter prison sentence for Roger Stone. He's a longtime friend and confidant of President Trump, who was convicted of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice stemming from the Russian election meddling probe. Meanwhile, Tuesday, President Trump announced he has granted clemency or pardons to 11 people whose criminal cases made headlines. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
There's former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who has served 8 years of a 14-year prison term for political corruption.
That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence, in my opinion.
A former New York police commissioner who served time for tax fraud and lying to the White House, and a financier who broke federal securities laws.
We have Bernie Carrick, we have Mike Milken,
and ex-San Francisco 49ers owner Eddie DeBartolo Jr., who was involved in a gambling scandal. Jerry Rice was on the Super Bowl teams DeBartolo helped build and was here when the pardon was announced.
Today is a great day for him.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says President Ashraf Ghani has won a second term as president. The results of September's election were repeatedly delayed due to technical issues, allegations of fraud, and protests from candidates. The commission announced Tuesday that Ghani had garnered 50.6% of the vote. Challenger and chief executive Abdullah Abdullah received 39.5% of the vote. The election took place last September 28th. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.